Whether you're a skeptic or a believer, join me, Rob McConnell, as together we'll investigate the world of the paranormal and the science of parapsychology here on the X-Zone Radio TV show on XZBN and the X-Zone TV channel on Simul TV. Since 1990, the X-Zone Radio TV show has been the place where people dare to believe and dare to be heard. Together, we'll investigate UFOs, aliens, ghosts, Bigfoot, psychic phenomenon, lake monsters, conspiracy theories, government cover-ups, the truth embargo, alien abductions, ESP, haunted locations from around the world, and so much more. With over 28 years of broadcasting and more than 4,500 individual guests, the X-Zone is truly a place where fact is fiction and fiction is reality, as evidenced by the credibility, integrity, and professionalism of the guests that we bring to our international audience. If you have seen a UFO, had a close encounter, seen a ghost, Bigfoot, lake monster, or a story that you would like to share or have investigated, contact me, Rob McConnell, by sending me your email to xzone@xzoneradiotv.com, or you can call toll-free 1-800-610-7035, extension 143, and on Skype, X-Zone Radio TV. For more information on the X-Zone Radio TV show with yours truly, Rob McConnell, visit www.xzoneradiotv.com or www.xzonetvchannel.com or simultv.com and xzbn.net. Until next we meet here in the X-Zone from our broadcast center and studios in Hamilton, Ontario, Canada, always remember, X-Zone Nation, keep your eyes to the sky and your heart in the light.
Welcome to Know the Name, Know the Genius in You, where in a single moment you can recognize something about someone else because you understand how to interpret their name. Today, Thomas Hides, I am filling in for Sharon Lynn Wyeth. She is the creator of namology, and that's the science where you can know everything about someone from what they like in the bedroom to what they are like in the boardroom according to what their name tells you. Albert Einstein once said, "Everyone is a genius." Why would one of the smartest people on the planet say that if it wasn't true? Like I said, typically Sharon Wyeth is your host, but today she's in the middle of the United States dodging tornadoes of all things. So I'm your host today, Thomas Hides. We've got a really fun show for you today. We actually have Cindy Hendricks, who is the CEO of Imagine More Success, who is very, very well known as an expert coach for business as well as for personal. She's led multi-million dollar divisions of the nation's top retailers to record-breaking performance and revenues, winning awards year after year, and in record time, Cindy provides invaluable insight, inspiration, and action plans that catapult her clients from struggling to thriving in her international coaching and consulting practice. Cindy, welcome to the show. What a pleasure to have you here today.
Thank you so much, Thomas. I'm thrilled to be on Sharon's show.
Yes, you know, Sharon is busy going cross-country, having a wonderful time minus the tornadoes. And certainly we've had a real year of dealing with some weather issues, but we are really happy to have you here today. Cindy, you've done incredible work helping clients around the globe achieve their goals in record time and doing things bigger and better than they ever thought were possible. Thanks for coming in. You're welcome. Hey, Sharon loves you as well, and she's got such a tremendous amount of respect for you. She was happy to have you on the show today. Cindy, you're in the middle of a very large project right now called Find Hidden Money at findhiddenmoney.com. And this project is really based around some really unique ideas about finding money within the businesses that someone maybe already has, that they have already, or maybe a business that they're starting. Take a moment and just give us a little overview of Find Hidden Money.
Well, the beginning of it comes from people ask me all the time how I get so much done. And I don't really look like somebody who gets a lot done because I don't particularly move fast. I don't talk fast. But just to name one thing, I've written 11 books in the last 5 years. And they're all different.
Two more on the way. Yeah.
Actually, three more on the way this year.
Wow, three more on the way. My goodness. You just are, you're amazing. How much work you can do in such a short period of time really blows my mind.
Thank you. Yes. Well, you know what? It's fun because when you love what you do, it's really effortless, isn't it?
Yes, absolutely. I'd have to agree.
And so what I'm doing now is I'm putting my experience, knowledge, and how I've helped people over the decades in management positions and in my career as a consultant and coach into courses. And the reason that I really felt compelled to do this, because as you know, Thomas, that's a lot of work.
It is. Absolutely, it is.
And to do a quality course, in fact, the first three are over 4 hours, and I think there's over 20 or 30 templates in the comprehensive workbook that accompanies the three courses. It's called a master series called Goal for It. And I think that people need to have like a base structure to get to where they want to go. And if you don't have your base structure, then you're not going to get to where you want to go, and you're not going to make any money or as much, of course, as people want to make, especially today. And so I wrote a book called Goal for It, and I wrote the formula of how I achieved so much because, to be honest, I really didn't know. I just did it. And when I wrote the formula, I discovered that those are actually roadblocks for most people in the formula.
Yes.
And the courses, there'll be six based on the Goal for It series, really walks people through the most important parts of the blocks that keep people from achieving their goals, and through my experience and helping people overcome them so that they can work 100% toward their goal. And I would say it's like a car. You know, we're all like a car. And if you don't have the right oil and the right gas and keep the engine tuned and keep the car clean and, well, you know, you guys that work on cars.
Absolutely.
You guys that work on cars know exactly what I'm talking about. So, you know, most people in life just kind of, you know, struggle along and kick their foot out the door and help push that car along of themselves and struggle to achieve their goals. Whereas if you can work through these courses, and especially when you pinpoint exactly where you need the work, then it's amazing what people can do. Because I've done it over and over and over again with businesses, and of course, people run businesses, and now with clients that I coach and businesses I consult with, it's just so incredible what people can accomplish once they solve whatever their roadblocks are.
Well, Cindy, let's take a moment and talk about kind of goals and dreams. I know that the first time that I met you, I was missing a single letter, and I wish Sharon was here today to be on the show because I was always wondering about the question, what's your big dream? And I had a hard time answering that for a long time because the question that I needed to be asked and I needed to have asked myself is, what are my big dreams with an S on the end? Because so many people have multiple things that they want to do. Do you find that that's a bit of a stumbling block for a lot of people?
Well, it's not only a stumbling block with selecting your goals and your dreams. It's also really tough for people to manage multiple goals. Now, one of my clients today is a doctor, and she has all these projects. Mm-hmm. And she didn't have them organized. They're just floating in her head, and she's trying to work on each one and try to accomplish them. Well, when you're not organized and focused, there's no way you can achieve, you know, anything, much less in a short amount of time. So I think it was two sessions. We had her completely organized, and I have systems in place that are in these courses that you can get everything together and use the templates that I've provided, and she's ready to fly. In fact, she's so impressed with my work, she asked me to work with her on her courses that she's building.
That's really cool. That's a real testament to the kind of work that you're doing, both in person as well as through your online courses. Cindy, when you're working with someone and they first get that idea that what they want to do is possible, how does that change them as a human being when they finally realize, hey, I can actually do the thing that I've been dreaming about my entire life?
Well, I can really relate because when I help someone to that level, I get an endorphin fix. and what happens with them, they get an endorphin fix because they are on their passionate path of achieving whatever their heart desires. And so when you have two people that are passionate about what's going on, what do you think happens?
Amazing symmetry, synergy, at least.
And massive goal achievement.
Massive goal achievement, absolutely.
Yes, and it's so much fun. I can't even believe they call this work.
So, Cindy, tell me this. Amongst all of the amazing work that you do with people and all the ways that you're able to get them to reach their goals, do people sometimes forget to take a little time to celebrate their goals and their accomplishments?
Well, sometimes those of us who are work warriors, I fashion it to more like being on a merry-go-round. And, you know, I'm jumping on all the colorful horses having a blast. And then if I jump off that merry-go-round, I lose my momentum. So I'm often criticized for not taking time off. But when I'm on a project, I know you know this, Thomas, I'm like
Absolutely.
A dog with a bone. And I'm going to keep going on that merry-go-round with the project until it's finished.
Yes. And, you know, there is something about that, right? That idea of committing to completing a project that ensures that it is going to happen. Is that a big part of you on a, I'd say like on a human level, that you have such a deep level of commitment that when you're committed to something, you must see it through?
Well, you know, the courses that we created, there's a module on mindset. And anybody can do what I'm doing, because people often say, oh, I can't do that. And I'm like, you can do anything you set your mind to, because we all have movies playing in our head from our experience, from our upbringing, from the people that we hang out with. And so all you have to do is change the movie. And we have tools in those courses to where you can rewrite your movie to whatever the heck you want it to be.
And that movie that you're talking about, is that kind of tied to their identity as well as their experience?
I think it's tied to everything within the whole person, because we are a collection of our experiences through our main seven senses.
So that whatever, makes perfect sense.
Yeah, so whatever's happened over your lifetime, you have that library in your head about what all those things are. And sometimes it's really hard to change, but it can be done.
And those movies that we play in our heads, very often those seem to be kind of like the limitation of possibilities, whereas the possibilities are significantly greater than the little movie that we've been playing in our heads over and over again for many years until
exactly.
There's an intervention.
Exactly. When I was a teenager, I had a very negative upbringing in a lot of different ways. And I finally met, through audio tapes, Earl Nightingale, who was he's known as the grandfather of positive motivation.
Well, Cindy, in just a moment, when we come back, we're going to hear more from you about what you're doing on findhiddenmoney.com, as well as what you learned from Earl Nightingale and what a tremendous influence he's been on you throughout your life. So we want you to stick around for the next segment of the Know the Name, Know the Genius in You show, which you can find on xzbn.net and knowthename.com. Please stay tuned.
It's hard to listen to the news without realizing we're living in volatile, unprecedented times. Yet never has there been such an opportunity to transform the human condition. As old structures fail, where can we find the guidance to co-create a better way? Find Your Path Home is an ever-evolving, leading-edge information, education, and healing resource center designed to support and guide you on your path to unity and enlightenment. Based on sound principles employed by shaman worldwide, we provide techniques that can support you through the current transitions, offering online shamanic classes, international long-distance shamanic healing sessions, complimentary Mission Evolution radio episodes and Stairway to Heaven TV vignettes, seminars, retreats, and much more. All of this can be found on findyourpathhome.com.
So I was watching the X-Zone TV channel last night when I was abducted by aliens, and they kept repeating to me over and over again, SimulTV.com, SimulTV.com.
What's SimulTV.com?
That's what I asked them. They had it written on the side of their UFO.
How do you spell that?
UFO.
No, I mean SimulTV.com.
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 Right. SimulTV.com.
Interesting that you were abducted by aliens in a SimulTV.com UFO last night.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Now that you mention it, I remember now last night, I was awakened from a deep sleep. My great-grandmother was standing there. She said she'd come from the hereafter to tell me about SimulTV.com. She even spelled it out for me.
SimulTV.com, sonny boy.
SimulTV.com.
SimulTV.com, sonny boy.
Wow.
Yeah.
Guys, you'll never guess what my psychic guru just told me.
SimulTV.com.
Exactly. Are you guys psychic too?
Of course.
We all know about SimulTV.com.
SimulTV.com.
Welcome back to Know the Name, Know the Genius in You. Typically, you're listening to the lovely voice of Sharon Lynn Wyeth. Today, you're with Thomas Hides, filling in for her as she skirts across the country. Today, we're spending a little bit of time with Cindy Hendricks, who's the CEO of Imagine More Success, as well as the person who put together an amazing set of courses at findhiddenmoney.com. Cindy, you've done some tremendous work as both a presenter, a multiple-time author, a corporate trainer, and a philanthropist, as well as being selected as a premier success course for the eWomen Network for 3 years from 2015 to 2018. Cindy, I know that Earl Nightingale has been a tremendous influence on you throughout your life. Take a moment and speak to us about how he changed your life with his words.
Oh my gosh. He probably was the biggest influence in my life as a teenager, because when I heard his first audio tape, there were like a few words that he said that just really was the basis of my future. And those words were, you become what you think about. Now,
yes,
that's powerful in itself. You become what you think about. And, you know, Earl Nightingale's story is that he grew up in L.A. in a very poor family. And all he ever could do on his spare time as a kid was go to the library. So he, like many others, Napoleon Hill and some of the other gurus, always were in search of what makes people successful.
Yes.
And Earl Nightingale really nailed it, because over time, as an adult, I learned that all of the most intelligent people on our planet said the very same words in different ways.
I'd actually like to jump in and just take a moment, because this Earl Nightingale quote, I think, really sums up what you just said. He said, successful people are dreamers who have found a dream too exciting, too important to remain in the realm of fantasy. Day by day, hour by hour, they toil in the service of their dream until they can see it with their eyes and touch it with their hands. Do you find that to be true?
I found that to be very, very powerful. In fact, I have his whole CD collection.
That's awesome.
You know, it's like, for me, it was like nourishment of the soul. That's exactly what that was for me. And I remember in different positions I had in my early 20s, one of my bosses said to me, because I always set my goals really high, and he said, Cindy, you have to be realistic and you need to change your goal. And I said, Ernie, if I don't shoot for the stars, I am never going to get to the moon. Because he called me, shoot for the moon, Cindy. And I said,
it's got good alliteration. I like that.
I know. And he said to me, I should change my goals. And I said, get out of my way, because if you won't promote me, I'll go find a company that will.
I love it.
I know, huh? And he ended up promoting me twice.
Cindy, this is something that I think leads me into the idea of talking about another part of what you do, which is working with people with their self-esteem and their self-confidence. Do you find that very often one of the major stumbling blocks that one of your clients has is literally their self-esteem and their self-confidence?
Well, I think more importantly than just that point is, I don't believe people understand that their self-esteem is low. I think people are out there wandering around going through their lives thinking that their self-esteem is solid, is high. And once you start getting into it with self-confidence and self-esteem, it's amazing the revelation people have when they discover that it's not high. In fact, sometimes it's not even average. And people are pretty surprised by that.
Yes, it's really not until they have the opportunity to kind of judge themselves based upon not only their results, but how they feel about their results, that they kind of get a little insight as to what their self-esteem and self-confidence actually looks like and how it's affecting them on a daily basis.
Exactly. And so I wrote a quiz to help people figure out where their self-esteem is. And when people take it, they're like, they never even thought about it. And self-esteem and self-confidence are really two huge drivers for people throughout every part of their life. And so I'm really surprised that there's not more discussion in the world about it, because if something is the most important driver in your life to do anything, then why wouldn't people be working on it and talking about it and having a lot more things available for people so that they could improve it to be able to be happier, make more money, have a better life?
Yes, and that's really what you're talking about in Find Hidden Money in your coursework, is that idea that there are ways that you can change your self-esteem for the better, ways that you can increase your self-confidence, and that you're not just, you don't just have to, I guess, live or survive with the self-esteem and self-confidence that you currently have. It's a skill that can be built. And as it's built upon, your results have a tendency to increase and improve, and your goal achievement just happens overnight, apparently. That's what it feels like.
Well, I'll tell you that every single part of the three courses and then the four or the three more that are coming within this series enhances every part of a person's life as it relates to their skills, their beliefs, their mindset. It's just loaded with ways that you can have a better life, which means and equates to making more money. Because when your self-esteem is high, guess what? You feel like you can do anything.
Feel like you can do anything. Absolutely.
Right. Your self-confidence the same, and your skill sets and your mindset. And people underestimate the soft skills like that. You know, they're always talking about sales and productivity and, you know, all those hard skills. Well, those are important too. But if you don't have the others, if you don't have the soft skills, you can be the smartest person in the room and still not be able to get things done and create the empire that you're looking to create.
That is very, very true. Now, Cindy, I know you've done a ton of work with your clients and also in this course in helping people to manage their time better. And I know that you personally have an extraordinarily busy life. In addition to speaking places publicly, working with clients, teaching people one-on-one, you've got a tremendous business. You also have a very difficult, I'd say, home life on some level, because your husband was diagnosed with Alzheimer's disease, and you also have to care for him as well. And recently you've written a book, which is going to come out very soon, called Me, Harvey, and Owls, which is sharing your experience and your knowledge of helping someone that you love that has this disease. For so many people, that could just be, say, a major excuse for why they don't move forward in their business, or why they don't take that next step in what it is that they're doing professionally. What's your idea around not letting that be an excuse?
Well, for starters, having a husband with a disease like that, for me, has not been difficult. I know for many it is, but whenever I look at anything, I'm a solutions person. So whatever is in my life, I don't look at the negativity of it. I look at how can I make it better? How can I make things work? And that's exactly what I did. And I don't have any medical background at all. And I don't have any diseases myself, so I don't have any personal experience dealing with any of the things that he has. Now, his are all hereditary, so it wasn't his fault that he got any of these things that he has. And so people often ask me when they meet him, and he's so coherent. I mean, he can tell you his social security number, his address, his zip code, and of course, people say, does he know you? I'm like, does he know me? Some days I want him to forget some stuff.
He remembers too much.
Yeah. So,
that's awesome.
And you know what? He's still there. His quirky little sense of humor and his personality. So I'm a half full glass kind of gal, always have been. And I've looked for ways to keep him coherent. And he is.
For over 11 years, by the way. I want to just commend you on that, because that is a tremendous accomplishment. Most people do not have that level of coherence after 11 years of a diagnosis. And the idea that you didn't just turn your back on your career or let it stop you in any way, but you continue to focus on what really your big dream is, which is to have a loving relationship with your husband and a very successful business and a really happy life, is your dream that powered your ability to actually get that done. And tell me a little bit about how you're able to utilize the skills in time management and goal setting in order to manage that part of your life.
Well, you know, when I was in management years ago, they made us use a planner that's very popular that had all kinds of bells and whistles, and it just didn't work for me. So, and the company made us use that. And so I created my own planner with everything in it that I needed that worked for me. And so when I wrote my first book, I have three companion workbooks that goes with it. And guess what? One of them is a planner.
Absolutely. I know it well.
Yes. And so, you know, people always want to know my secrets, and I share everything. I, you know, my mom always left out one ingredient of every recipe she gave everybody, but
you know what? I hear a lot of famous chefs do that as well.
I know, but you know what? I don't do that. I'm like, you know what? Here it is. Here's all of it. I'm happy to share, and I hope it works for you, because we have brilliant minds in the world. And the problem is that they can't get out of their own way to really utilize all their brilliance. And imagine a world with people that don't have mindsets that bog them down and have their self-esteem at a high level, and imagine what they could do with those brilliant minds. So that's why I've created all these things, and we're doing the courses now so that everybody can afford a coach through the courses.
And that's where Earl Nightingale said, be positive, cheerful, grateful, and expectant. We want you to stick around. We're going to have a quick word from our sponsors. We'll be back in just a moment on the Know the Name, Know the Genius in You show, which can be found at xzbn.net and knowthename.com. Please stay tuned.
They are here, and they've been here for thousands of years, making their presence known in the shadows. They might be seen by a lonely motorist on a deserted road late at night, or by a frightened and confused husband in the bedroom he is sharing with his wife. But who are they? What do they want? Why are they here? Perhaps most concerning, has the government been aware of their presence all along? The new book by Ellie Marzulli, UFO Disclosure, The 70-Year Cover-Up Exposed, delves into the world of UFOs. Can full disclosure be soon? Order now and receive a free hour and 37-minute DVD on the UFO phenomenon, UFOs Are Real. Get both the book and the DVD, a $40 value, for only $19.99. To order your book and DVD today, go to lamarzulli.net. That's lamarzulli.net.
Rob McConnell here, presenting an overview for Nicholas Paul Jennings, author of a fascinating book, Amen. It presents facts revealed by Egyptologists, facts that enable us to understand why Amen is the beginning of creation of God. It provides recommendations for religious leaders of the major religions to unify their beliefs and teach the word of God, love one another. Amen informs people how mankind conceived God. It was the Egyptians that developed the concepts of a soul, a hereafter, and son of God, and finally, after the worship of many gods,
they conceived the belief in one universal God, the maker of all there is. For more information, visit www.futureofgodamen.com. That's www.futureofgodamen.com.
You have heard of the X-Zone? Now watch it on Simo TV, plus 500 video games, live TV channels, free video on demand, worldwide, and more. Does this sound like tomorrow's television? Well, it is, but you can have it today, right now. It is Simo TV. Simo TV offers what the others only wish they could provide. 15 exclusive channels like X-Zone, sci-fi, and horror. We are worldwide. No other provider offers that. 500 built-in video games. No need to have an extra expensive system. We have them included. Free video on demand. Live streaming events from around the world. Interactive online network and much more. Tomorrow's TV today. Simo TV. Sound too good to be true? Well, it's not. You can have Simo TV today. Sign up at simultv.com. Do it today.
Welcome to Know the Name, Know the Genius in You show. Typically, you're going to be hearing from Sharon Lynn Wyeth. Today, she's not here, but I'm here. It's Thomas Hides, and I'm very fortunate and happy to have Cindy Hendricks on with me today. Again, the CEO of Imagine More Success. She's led multi-million dollar divisions of the nation's top retailers, and she also finds hidden money, and she helps you find hidden money in your business and in your personal life by helping you to develop the personal skills that you need in order to drive both bottom and top line sales. Cindy, welcome back.
Great to be here with you, though I'm hoping that Sharon is okay with all those tornadoes. I'm going to send her some, you know, safe energy to keep her safe.
Absolutely. Absolutely. She's an amazing person, you know, and she does a tremendous amount of work for both individuals as well as companies, helping them, especially in the HR department, to kind of figure out how they can hire the right employees, because employee retention is such an expensive part of a company's cash outflow, that she does an amazing job helping them to find the right people and retain them, because once she's worked with them, they know who to hire as well as how to communicate with them in order to keep them and to keep them happy.
Yes, her work is truly fascinating. I wish I could have used her when I was working with teams of people. Once I had three different businesses, a staff of over 200.
Oh, yeah. Listen, there's one thing that she wanted me to put in the show today, which is the Y, which is the first vowel in your name, Cindy, S-Y-N-D-E-E, means that you are innately a brilliant communicator who speaks your truth. And I thought that was so beautiful. And my experience of you is just that. You're speaking your truth, you're speaking truthfully, and you're able to give completely of what you know to the people that you encounter every single day. And for that, we thank you, and we're so glad you're here.
Yes, I give the whole recipe.
Not like your mom who's leaving out that one really important ingredient.
Yes, and the downside of what you just said about me is that sometimes people don't like people that are quite as direct as I am.
Oh, yes, that does happen at times. Absolutely.
But, you know, I just don't understand why people are like that. Why would you not want to be told directly what the person has to say? I just never understood that.
You know, I think different strokes, different folks, and different experiences lead to different ways of communicating. And you know what? That's what keeps the world interesting, right? Without that.
Well, yes, exactly. And exactly why I didn't go into politics.
Yeah, seriously. So let's talk a little bit more about mindset and as it pertains to goal achievement. When someone is kind of, let's say, off balance, they're spending so much of their energy, so much of their life force in just one part of their life, say specifically their business. What is it that typically needs to change in order for them to gain a better quality of life in all the other parts of their business and in their life? Pardon me.
Well, a new client that I'm working with is a typical example of someone with a mindset that isn't working for her and loaded with emotional baggage, low self-esteem, and shaky confidence. And you know, in 2 weeks, I could get her in a position of even looking like she was more confident. In fact, I just helped one client a couple weeks ago. She worked with her 2 or 3 sessions, and her husband noticed that she looked different. And isn't it interesting when you're more self-confident and your self-esteem is a little higher and you feel good about yourself and your mind is in the space that you need it to be for achieving what you want to do. Isn't it amazing how we look a little different?
Oh, it's amazing. The physicality, as we refer to it in my background of opera singing, mm-hmm. is completely different. It's massively shifted. And someone sitting in an audience's chair 150 feet away can look out and see you when you're confident and know that you're confident, know that you're ready to go, rather than the body language of someone who is not. And even at that distance, you can see it.
Well, I can see it from here, Thomas, because I happen to know that you were singing with Andrea Bocelli in November to 14,000 people.
Yeah, it does take a little bit of confidence to do that, doesn't it?
Yeah, I mean, 14,000, that's a huge crowd to even stand there and look at, much less sing for. Oh, my gosh.
You know what? It's really pretty tremendous to have an experience like that. And, you know, that was the biggest audience I've ever sung in front of. And I remember actually many, many years ago, my symphonic debut, I think it was 23 years old. I think the audience was right around 2,600 people, no microphone, massive symphony orchestra. And I remember thinking, man, that's a lot of people. And same thing happened in December, the Andrea Bocelli concert. Looked out there in that audience and said, man, that's a lot of people.
Well, my biggest number is 1,000, and I was in my 20s, and I had to address the whole company and all the executives that I was working in my 20s, and I could feel my knees hitting each other, and I could sense my voice shaking and my hands were shaking, and people came up to me after and said, how could you be so confident up there? And I just smiled and said, I don't know. Because I was not going to admit it for sure.
Yeah, you know, there is definitely a way to do that. Some people are naturals. You know, it's funny. I was actually born a natural, had a disastrous event happen to me when I was in college. And what was actually a disaster ended up becoming a triumph for me. I was able to create an entire system to help people overcome their fear of public speaking, which I actually have at numberonefear.com. And Cindy, I can tell you this right now, when you have it and it's natural, it's amazing, but it feels even more amazing when you can recreate it every single time. Every single time you can be confident and feel great about what you're doing.
So where were you in my 20s? I needed you.
I know. Listen, I needed me in my 20s. I love it. Cindy, yes. I have another question for you about, let's go back a little bit. Let's talk about your experiences as a young person. I know that your grandmother had some real influence on you, and she was able to impart some sage advice to you. Tell me a little bit about some of those early encounters with your grandmother that have stuck with you through all these years.
Well, you know, she was really my best friend, and I was 18 in my first apartment, and she had to be 80. And she had those big arthritic knees, and she was on her hands and knees laying this rug out in my older apartment that we were fixing up for, you know, a college student working a full-time job. So I'd never be there, right?
And you're right.
So I was so tired. I was sitting on a little ottoman, and Graham looked up at me from the floor, and she says, Cindy, what are you doing? I said, Graham, I'm tired. I'm taking a little break. And she says, with those steel gray eyes, Cindy, tired is in your mind. If you think you're tired, you're going to be tired. Now get your butt up here and help me.
How's that for an 80-year-old telling an 18-year-old?
Yes, well, she had enough moxie for a dozen people, but I'll tell you what, that has been a lifelong lesson for me. Anytime I feel like I'm tired and I can't go on, I remember that day, and it just gives me the energy to power through and do whatever I need to do.
Oh, I can completely see that. You know, there's so many things that when we look back on our childhood and our earlier years, our formative years, that if we could just take a moment and go back there and just make sure that we learn that lesson, not just learn it, but implement it from that very moment. It's just, it would be amazing to see how our lives would be different.
Yes. And you know, I have an old boyfriend from those days who found me on Facebook. You're going to love this.
Tell me this
one. And he remembered more stories than I did. when he Facebooked me about my grandmother. He loved her so much, and I know my grandmother really cared for him. Yes. In fact, I was kind of worried she was going to keep him instead of me.
I love it. That's a really funny story. And you know what? On the sly, when you can, what you have to do is you have to give his name to Sharon so that she can analyze his name completely and give her your grandmother's name so she can analyze that name as well and come up with exactly what was going on there as far as the relationship was going.
Wow. Well, you know? I kind of know because he's a history buff. In fact, his degree's in history something or another. Yes. And my grandmother was born in 1895. My dad and my grandmother had, you know, children later in life, so they were much older than most grandparents for people my age. And so she had history from those early years in our country. And she actually owned the first bar a woman could own in the 20s.
Ooh, that's fascinating.
Well, it really is. And she was a fascinating woman to be able to recite stories of her personal history and about the world in those days. So he was fascinated from his history background.
Oh, I can totally see that. You know, and that is one thing that, you know, that I see so many times that young people sometimes are not really willing to listen to the older people because they see them somehow as different. And sometimes they don't listen to them and they discount their experience as well as their ability to have a different perspective of what life is really like, as well as what their business is like. And learning from someone who's already been down the path, who's already done what you're wanting to do, is a tremendous resource and is not to be overlooked.
Well, and most of the time, older people have such great stories to tell that you can glean so much information from to help you. And especially if there's somebody with moxie like my gram had that, you know, you just couldn't miss her lessons.
Yes. And if you want to learn some really fabulous lessons from someone else with a ton of moxie, you can check out Know the Name, Know the Person, which is the book from Sharon Lynn Wyeth, who's typically your host on this show. She's got an amazing book that helps you decode the letters of people's names to reveal the secrets hidden in their names. Cindy, this has been a really fun segment, but I want you to just hang out for a minute. We're going to come back in just a couple of moments after a quick commercial break. We're going to learn more about what you've done to help people in your business and how you keep businesses growing, thriving, adding to the bottom and to the top line. So please stick around with us because we'll be back in just a moment on the Know the Name, Know the Genius and You show, available on the XZBN.net network and knowthename.com. Please stay tuned.
They're here, and they've been here for thousands of years, making their presence known in the shadows. They might be seen by a lonely motorist on a deserted road late at night, or by a frightened and confused husband in the bedroom he is sharing with his wife. But who are they? What do they want? Why are they here? Perhaps most concerning, has the government been aware of their presence all along? The new book by Ellie Marzulli, UFO Disclosure, The 70-Year Cover-Up Exposed, delves into the world of UFOs. Can full disclosure be soon? Order now and receive a free hour and 37-minute DVD on the UFO phenomenon, UFOs Are Real. Get both the book and the DVD, a $40 value, for only $19.99. To order your book and DVD today, go to lamarzulli.net. That's LAMARZULLI.net.
Christopher Fulton is a survivor of the national security state. All he wanted to do was preserve history when he acquired a Cartier watch from the estate of President Kennedy's personal secretary. But that simple act set off a terrible chain reaction. He was pursued by the U.S. Justice Department and the FBI, thrust into the middle of the U.S. government's Assassination Records Review Board, even monitored and pursued by the Russian government. All because that Cartier watch was the missing link of evidence, a timepiece worn by JFK that fateful day in Dallas, a link resulting in Christopher being incarcerated and attacked for 9 years. Because he opened a hidden chapter in history. The intriguing journey outlined fully in Christopher Fulton's memoir, The Inheritance, is available now through Trinday.com or Amazon.com. The Inheritance, Poisoned Fruit of JFK's Assassination by Christopher and Michelle Fulton is a must-read, an incredible tale of how easily our own government can overrule justice. The Inheritance, Poisoned Fruit of JFK's Assassination.
Welcome back to Know the Name, Know the Genius in You. Like I said, currently, Thomas Hides is your host. Typically, you have Sharon Lynn Wyeth, who is hosting your show on the XZBN.net network and knowthename.com. We're really happy to have Cindy Hendricks with us today. She's the CEO of Imagine More Success and one of the creators of findhiddenmoney.com. She helps you to manage your business as well as to find all of the really amazing ways that you can make more money for your business and have a very happy and enjoyable life. Cindy, you've done some really incredible things, and often we talk about the books that you've had the opportunity to create. And to be able to create so many books, especially in such a short period of time, means that you have to have the love of learning. And guess what? Sharon clued us in to let us know that your last name actually tells us by way of nameology, her science, that you actually do have a love of learning and that it's something that's innately inside of you. Now, how cool is that?
It is. And, you know, I could not get enough in school. And as you know, some teachers aren't very good at teaching. And I oftentimes found myself getting books to teach myself. I'm really pretty much self-taught with what I know. And I probably have 6 bookcases filled with books.
Yeah. Oh, you have 6 bookcases filled with books and then even more knowledge than that inside your own head, which is amazing. And I do want to take a moment as well to just hype and promo Sharon Lynn Wyeth a little bit. She is a real genius. And, you know, when she talks about how to break down these names, I remember the first time we talked, we actually on our show, Imagine More Success podcast, she explained to us how she literally took years to figure this out and to create this science, where she just took her mathematic background and her education in mathematics and was able to decipher this code that she calls nameology. And actually, if you're listening, you can actually become certified in nameology, and it is a very, very extraordinarily valuable resource to help you figure out how to interact with other people, especially in business. I mean, Cindy, is she amazing or what?
She's incredible. And I'll tell you what, if I had a big staff, I would definitely hire her and probably learn myself how to figure everybody out by their names, because it's really pretty fascinating. It's like knowing a secret that nobody around you knows.
Yeah, and she really calls it about understanding and discovering the blueprint of your life and who you are. And I'd have to agree with that. And Cindy, that is on our agenda this coming year, to become certified in nameology. It is a must.
Absolutely. I have one of her books and I'm just fascinated because I love, as you know, to learn.
Absolutely.
And so absolutely. I can't wait to have her back on our show.
Yes, absolutely. She's amazing. So Cindy, in this course that you're currently selling, Find Hidden Money at findhiddenmoney.com, we're talking about goal achievement. And what I wanted to ask you is, what is a major goal, a major personal goal that you helped someone achieve that you're really, really proud of?
Well, I'll tell you, my toughest goal to achieve was, okay. I was working in the Southeast as a district manager for a company, and I think I had about 10 or 12 different businesses in different cities and states that I was responsible for, profit and loss. And my boss came to me after I told him I was going to start interviewing with the headhunters that were calling me, because he wasn't getting me an interview for promotion to regional manager. And so I got a call from him a week or two later. He goes, well, Cindy, there's an interview for you. And I said, isn't that amazing how that just showed up? And so I said, where is it? And he said, it's in California. And I said, they are never going to send me to California from Georgia. Because I had two cars and furniture and such. So he said, Cindy, you have to go. And I said, well, why do I have to go interview? And he goes, because you're the only one qualified. And I said, what? How many people do you have in the company in my position? He goes, well, there's about 40 of you. And I said, I'm the only one.
Wow.
And so they ended up promoting me and giving me all the money that I required to go. And I figured out why when I got there, because that was out of a 2,000 store chain. Those were the worst 7 stores in the country. One business was losing $100,000 a year. It was a $1 million business, losing 10% to shrinkage.
Wow.
Which is lost money through theft, operational error, and internal theft. And I thought, oh my gosh, how am I going to get it from the worst to at least company standards? So I worked night and day, didn't have a day off for months. And when my boss yelled at me for that, He said, when are you going to take a day off? And I said, well, I'm going to take a day off when you stop yelling at me on Monday because my numbers are so bad.
I love that.
Well, it was true. And so I finally turned it around. It took 6 months to get everything going in the right direction. And at the end of the first year, the company went from the worst, or the 7 businesses went from the worst to the best.
Wow.
By the numbers.
And that's serious dedication. I mean, that, and you're committed to the outcome. So you see it through, of course.
Well, my staff would always say, I'm like a dog with a bone, get out of her way.
Absolutely. I would have to agree with that. And I'm pretty sure that Sharon actually identified that in your name someplace. There was a tenacity and doggedness somewhere in there, but I don't remember exactly which letter that was, but I know that it is.
Yes. I'm telling you, I was knocking, and I was the fourth person in my position to go out and try to turn that business, those 7 businesses around, but it was not going to take me. I was going to do it, and I did it.
That's really cool. So let's find out a little bit more about some of your triumphs with your clients. When it comes to working with people who are already very, let's say, very knowledgeable, let's say someone with a PhD or someone who already has advanced degrees, what is it that you find often stops them from being able to make that transition into the entrepreneurial track?
Well, for most of the ones, and I have worked with many, many, many people with advanced degrees, I believe it to be the top two is emotional baggage and self-esteem. In fact, one woman who is a physician's assistant, I told her she was carrying at least an RV full of emotional baggage behind her and needed to cut that baby loose.
An RV load. Wow. That's just a little bit. It's only weighing you down a little bit.
Yes. And she made it. She got through it.
Reminds me of the video for Alice in Chains, Stone, which if you want to check out a video that shows just how heavy baggage can be and how we carry so much emotional baggage without even being aware of it and always feeling like we have to have it. It's a great video, great song, great band.
Yes. Well, people don't realize what it's doing for them, especially internally, because stress is one of the biggest killers in all diseases. And it really limits everything we've been talking about. So, you know, I would say if there's any takeaways from today, if you're having some stress and some things that are not feeling like they're serving you, get somebody to help you with that, either a coach, a consultant. Absolutely. If you're a business owner and your business is off, get some help and don't wait. Find someone who you're compatible with. And Sharon can tell you if you are or you're not.
Absolutely.
By their name.
Amazingly so.
But get some help. You know, life is too short not to have a fantastic life filled with achieving your goals and your dreams and happiness. So get out there and get it done.
And you know, this is one thing that I would say today. If there is a part of your life that is completely giving you a hard time or feels like it's really a terrible spot in your life, or if you're in a terrible spot in your life, just remember that life isn't happening to you. Life is happening for you. And man, that is so tough to remember
when
the really
bad
parts happen. Yes. Because you can change your attitude. And you know what? If you are completely down and out, if you just can find a way to add some joy into your heart, and as a business person, as an entrepreneur, bring joy into your process of your, into the process of your business, so that you find it to be a fun and happy and wonderful and joyous experience, so that your work carries that with it. And, you know, Cindy, that is something that you have actually told me many times, and I've heard it from my girlfriend as well. Always bring joy into everything that you do. And it really makes a difference, doesn't it?
It absolutely does. And the other thing I wanted to share was, if you're not happy with your life, then take a look around at the people that you spend your most time with, because you are a reflection of all of them and they of you. So if you're not happy, take a look at that and see what kind of changes that you may need to make.
Yeah, so I have to agree with that. And you know, that's something that's really important as well, that you've actually addressed. And actually, Sharon also has tremendous value and input in that particular part. The people around us are actually our team, and we are often an amalgam of those people who are around us, and they help to create us, and they are the people who help to create our identity of who we are and how we see ourselves. So it's so important to really focus on who those people are and to choose people who will elevate you and who will take you to the next level and help you to become an amazing person. And I would have to agree with that completely.
Well, and one of my favorite things is the water thing with Dr. Emoto, where he analyzed water molecules. And when he put them in different glasses with a happy face and an unhappy face, and the molecules of water in the unhappy glass of water were all screwed up, and the ones in the positive one were perfect.
Crystalline and beautiful. And with that, I just want to thank you, Cindy, for joining us today. What a pleasure. What a crystalline and beautiful interview you were able to do for us today on our show. Know the name, know the genius in you. Next time, you're going to be hearing from Sharon Lynn Wyeth, who is your typical host. We hope you'll come back next show. She's going to have an amazing interview for you again next time. This time, I was your host, Thomas Hides from iconquality.com. To learn more about Cindy, go to imaginemoresuccess.com as well as findhiddenmoney.com. We thank you for joining us and hope that you have a fantastic day and a fantastic week. And remember to keep your eyes to the sky and your heart in the light. And check us out at xzbn.net and knowthename.com.
If you are looking for a safe, zero-calorie, natural option to the harmful artificial sweeteners on the market today, Just Like Sugar is what you're looking for. Just Like Sugar is a wonderful natural alternative for those health-conscious people who choose a calorie-restricted diet with a great, pure, sweet flavor that tastes just like sugar. Just Like Sugar is a great natural option for people suffering from diabetes and may be useful in restricted diet programs where standard sugars are not allowed and does not cause a laxative effect of some other sweeteners. Just Like Sugar comprises a perfect blend of chicory root fiber, natural calcium, natural vitamin C, and Just Like Sugar sweetness comes from the natural flavors from the peel of the orange. Just Like Sugar is a natural alternative to harmful artificial sweeteners and will change the way that you believe all natural sweetener products taste. Just Like Sugar is available at your local Whole Foods markets, Wild Oats markets, Henry's, Sun Harvest, and many other fine natural food stores in the U.S., Canada, and worldwide.
They are here, and they've been here for thousands of years, making their presence known in the shadows. They might be seen by a lonely motorist on a deserted road late at night, or by a frightened and confused husband in the bedroom he is sharing with his wife. But who are they? What do they want? Why are they here? Perhaps most concerning, has the government been aware of their presence all along? The new book by Ellie Marzulli, UFO Disclosure, The 70-Year Cover-Up Exposed, delves into the world of UFOs. Can full disclosure be soon? Order now and receive a free hour and 37-minute DVD on the UFO phenomenon, UFOs Are Real. Get both the book and the DVD, a $40 value, for only $19.99. To order your book and DVD today, go to lamarzulli.net. That's LAMARZULLI.net.
You have heard of the X-Zone? Now watch it on Simul TV, plus 500 video games, live TV channels, free video on demand, worldwide, and more. Does this sound like tomorrow's television? Well, it is, but you can have it today, right now. It is Simul TV. Simul TV offers what the others only wish they could provide. 15 exclusive channels like X-Zone, sci-fi, and horror. We are worldwide. No other provider offers that. 500 built-in video games. No need to have an extra expensive system. We have them included. Free video on demand. Live streaming events from around the world. Interactive online network and much more. Tomorrow's TV today. Simul TV. Sound too good to be true? Well, it's not. You can have Simul TV today. Sign up at simultv.com. Do it today.